It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Let's do something crazy, crazy, crazy.
Toucher.
We're going to need Advil for breakfast.
Rich.
First half hour, don't go to the bathroom because you have no idea what the hell's going on.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah.
When I float for the street.
Who else could it be?
Kill.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Bert Frears in studio. Okay, Bob Wiley, if you don't remember, when they did the Cleveland Browns, what do you call that? The show?
Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. Bob Wiley was the star. He didn't want to walk.
No.
He
was a very large gentleman. Imagine Andy Reid, but like with an Andy Reid inside Andy Reid.
Yeah, he was twice the size of Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Was he the inspiration for that voice, or had he been doing that before?
What, the Bob Wiley voice?
Yeah.
How did Bob Wiley voice?
Well, because you do it for like a bunch.
Yeah, that's okay. It right there.
Yeah, but you've done like a bunch of voices that sort of seem like they're cousins of it. Like, I don't know if it was the original one.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, when you're doing imitations of people that sound nothing like the person,
here we go.
Watch the mouth; it's to the side.
Hey, 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 hey! What you doing with the shower curtain? Could you please hand it to me? I'm new.
Like, use it as like a dress?
I'm like Peter Griffin. I can walk around nude. And you won't see nothing because you got a fupa.
The fupa covers that up. That's right.
Hey, 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 how you doing? Hey, 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 can you help me? Hey, 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 I can't see my feet.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Bob Wiley.
All right.
Glad you showed up.
All right, so Bob Wiley. Okay, so what is the story about Bob Wiley?
So I was told, like, his last year in Cleveland, they'd actually have, like, an operations assistant maybe 20 minutes before practice when they were practicing on the far field, right? Like, cause, you know, most football teams, like, they'll have three or four practice fields. They'll alternate them to kind of keep up the – to make sure, like, they don't wear any one of the fields out.
So yeah.
There's a far practice field that's – about, I would say, like 150 yards or so from where the facility is, from where the building is. And so, like, when they were practicing on that field, they would send an operations assistant out maybe 20 minutes before practice, and he would stick a cooler out by where the offensive line was. And the reason why was because Bob Wiley would get winded walking out to the field.
He'd have to sit down?
And so he'd have to sit down when he got to the practice field. And so he'd have to sit down.
How can you just, like, you would think being around all of these athletes and these, like, amazing training facilities.
I've always made that point. Like I made that point. I was talking with somebody about another coach last week.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was Andy Reid. And Andy Reid's a great dude and all of that. Yeah. But, like, I was just like, you have, like, in your workplace,
yeah,
like world class strength coaches, world class
dietitians, right?
Like,
yeah,
like
how by accident,
everything is right there, right? Like, and like, really, like, if you have all those people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of us probably, like, spend too much time working. We'd probably be way more efficient with it, right? If we had somebody coaching us,
sure.
If you had somebody there, like, tell you,
sure.
Like, really, like, you can get all this done in 25 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so you have access to all of that. Like, how does it happen? Like, that to me is one of the great mysteries, is like how this happened.
Even by accident, you would think.
Well,
that would
but then they're up for 20 hours for no reason because they don't work efficiently, and so they end up getting fat. You can see coaches get fatter as the season goes on.
Yeah, because, right, it's, you know, bad food in the middle of the night, and then you're right, on a couple hours sleep, they're sleeping on it, and yeah, I mean, I could see that. All right, so I want you to hear this. So Antonio Brown has, you know, other than he did that Josina Anderson thing, he's kind of on, once again, this happens, is this the fourth apology tour he's been on?
I've lost
since
track.
He was no longer with the Patriots. Like, it's the same thing. He screws up, he apologizes, and then when people don't hire him, he goes crazy once again on Twitter and then screws up, apologizes. So this radio station, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, got Antonio Brown on the phone yesterday. And Antonio Brown is exactly what you think he is. So he starts off trying to be very apologetic. Once again, this is in Pittsburgh, the place where he played for, is it 9 years he was there? So let's take a listen of Antonio Brown on in Pittsburgh radio.
Saying things about Juju, whether it's the confrontation with the police outside your house.
I never said anything about Juju. This is the problem is when you Antonio Brown and you become this big guy in this big spot, it's like, if someone come at me negative, I can't even come back at him. Juju Smith-Schuster was a young guy who sent me DMs when he was in college. So much how he looked up to me, so much how he wanted to work with me. And then you get a chance to work with me, you have your best season ever. I'm about to leave, and you post a picture of me, you scoring a touchdown on the team that I'm going, saying you ready? You know, that's a swarm of disrespect. We're talking about a young guy who came in the league, who look up to Antonio Brown, who want to be the next Antonio Brown. And these guys started to see what Antonio Brown like. They want to be Antonio Brown, you know?
That's
who,
four.
Who do they want to be?
I love the third-person references.
Jesus. That's four in like a 15-second span for Antonio Brown.
I forgot after the second one who he was talking about. But he's talking about himself, Antonio Brown.
He is. Should we just, every time he says Antonio Brown, should we just replace it with something?
Sure. Yes. Like, imagine if you had, like, that, like, you never see, like, a TV show where you have your memory just, like, turns on and off.
Yeah.
And right. You're sitting there listening to him. He goes, Antonio Brown. You go, ah!
Right.
Here we go.
Even from, you know, guys like Hans Ward when I used to play. Hans Ward didn't show me the respect I needed or gave me the positivity or the support I needed. I never been to his house. I never studied plays with him. I never went over how to win and get open and how to do this right or how to do this. I gave the guy, Juju Smith, to all the positive cheat codes, all the stuff to be successful, and to watch a guy call me out when I'm moving forward for positive, instead of him moving forward for positive. The first thing the guy do once I get picked is post me like he ready. I just think, man, people got to show more respect. There's no beef. I don't have nothing against Juju Smith-Schuster. Why would I? I'm who he want to be.
Let me ask you this. How are you going to get respect from people, though, AB, when you're on Instagram dog cussing the police on your front door?
So, do you know I ran from the police for 30, 40 minutes, then called someone to come talk to the police at FIU University when I went to that school?
No, I don't know that, but I know that. Exactly. Hey, don't you think that sometimes not everybody's out to get you, AB?
No, listen. I'm not saying no one not to get me, sir. You're not listening. Like, the police was at my house to help me from someone trying to take something from me, sir. It took 1 hour. I'm not making an excuse. I could have reacted in a positive way. But you understand when people try to be negative and take stuff from you all the time. You ever know what it's like for someone to try to sue you, to say they want to take money from you because the position you're in? I was in Pittsburgh. The police pulled me over at the game of the Thursday night game versus Carolina. I was going to a meeting. They pulled me over and said, hey, AB, you speeding. You're going too fast. XYZ, you were the bank robbery suspect.
My man, you were going 100 miles an hour on McKnight Road.
Come on, sir. The bike.
I like that. The condescending, my man.
Yeah. That was the best. He brought that up, and hopefully that no one remembered that. Right.
They're like, oh, yeah.
And the guy knew immediately. That was great.
They go 100 miles an hour. They're going to pull you over.
Yeah.
To stop the traffic light signs don't even allow you to go that fast, bro. It's a light on every stop in McKnight. That's what I'm saying. I'm always the person painting and putting the wrong light based off the position I'm in.
Let's move on. Let's move on because I know we
exactly.
have a lot of. No,
let's
no.
move on.
No, no, no. I know what I would do. I don't think I'd get jammed up in the first place there, but I think that de-escalating the situation may have been the way to go, and I think you're starting to see that by you admitting that it wasn't the right reaction, Antonio.
Yeah, but when everyone's coming at you negative, sir, how are you going to react? It's a natural human reaction to be negative when people coming at you negative. But I had to learn. I am Antonio Brown. I don't walk around.
There it was.
Thinking, you know what? I'm AD. I'm going to start to show people, you know, who I am and what I'm made of. So thank you guys for having me. I missed the bird, man. Hopefully I could come back and get it going.
I don't know what's on the table.
Patriots aren't answering his calls, so he's kind of opted for Pittsburgh now.
I mean, it's everyone else's fault. And the other thing, too, is that, and we've said this before, but it's really true. Man, I used to rip on Mike Tomlin. I used to be like, this guy is, you know, what he did to conceal Antonio Brown from the rest of the world.
It took Antonio Brown's amazing. Videotape in the locker room to kind of give people a sneak peek. Otherwise, no one would have known.
But that was
and
like
Tomlin like wouldn't comment on him publicly, if I recall. Like he was just like that. We're going to keep that in house. Yeah, and I'll do it with Antonio.
That's right.
Well, and he had Le'Veon Bell on the team too at the same time.
Oh.
Who Le'Veon Bell was with? What was it? Smoke Perp last week?
No, I don't know about this. What
you
is
guys
this?
See that?
No,
you guys didn't see the Schefter tweet?
No. Oh no! No, I did. I did. He was like. It was like weird. What was the name of the rapper he was with?
No, he has. He's got an album coming out. Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he said fellow rapper Smoke Perp. I think it was.
I mean, listen, he's not the only one. I mean, there was a guy who kind of for football players
but that's
started
like,
it all off.
Honestly, like,
what was his name?
Like Tomlin. Rich. Like I know people around here like love to like act as if this guy's like a moron. Like Tomlin, like he has enabled. Like them, the Steelers to cast such a wide. That's why they're more talented than everybody else. Like that's because he can manage personalities and he can handle having like Ben Roethlisberger over here and Le'Veon Bell over there and Antonio Brown over there. Like when you've got the freedom as like a GM to go and draft players who might be risky that other teams can't touch, that gives you a huge advantage.
Yeah, well, you know? He's not again the first athlete or football player to. Come out with a rap record.
There's the real trailblazer, right?
Yep. Dion was.
Yeah.
He was the first one, I think, that had it.
What?
Diamond Rolex. Get us on. All right, we will be back. Danny Ainge. This is actually a song about Danny Ainge. Danny Ainge is going to join us at 9 o'clock.
There was no movement whatsoever yesterday. A lot of people are extremely angry about that. If you're pissed about it, by the way, okay, so here's your chance. 617-779-0985. Yesterday was obviously a day where the Celtics didn't do anything, but man, I heard Felger and Maz yesterday whipping up all these people, and now everyone's using their narrative. You had all these picks. Why do you sit on these picks? Why don't you use these picks?
You don't believe in your team.
It's because the picks are useless. The picks that the Celtics have are it's a bad draft, and they're near the end of the first round because Memphis is a good team now. So everyone's like all pissed that he held onto these picks. Who could you have gotten for those picks?
They're worthless.
You know what? I think that he should have been on Capella, but you tell me. Everyone's like, you better yell at Danny this morning. Listen, I'm not happy that he didn't do much, but you give me what he should have done. Tell me what he should have done.
And by the way,
617-779-0985.
I stand by that that there was not a lot of movement of star players. I stand by that.
Andre Drummond moved. He's the best rebounder in the league.
Andre Drummond was gotten rid of for nothing.
Andrew Wiggins. Yeah, but he moved. There's
no, but Andre Drummond, this isn't what I'm talking
Andre
about.
Andre Iguodala. I mean, he moved.
Well, Iguodala is a bench player.
No, but the Drummond thing, what's obvious to me is that Detroit just flat out wanted a salary dump. They wanted him off the roster, which is why they accepted the deal that they got. But Drummond is a good player. He is a good player.
But he's a good player, but he's not.
No, all-star move.
Yes,
good
exactly.
players move,
right.
No all-star
It was
move.
Not, you didn't sit at That's the edge fine. Of your seat and go, ooh, I can't believe this is happening. All right, we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
I don't think there are needs. That doesn't mean that you can't find players that are that can improve what your team is doing, but we don't have any gaping holes in our roster. I think we're, I mentioned the other night, I think we're third in defense, which has been the most impressive thing about our season this year. We, in the offseason, we lost Horford and Baines, and I thought that was going to be a real problem for us coming into the season, and yet here we sit 50 games into the season, and we're third in the league in defense.
If you're upset about the lack of activity at the trade deadline, feel free to call in 617-779-0985. We have one caller who says, what would happen if Bob Wiley met Mark Davis? There's no time for such frivolity right now. But I did tell Rich, beware for another Saved by the Bell recap.
Oh, boy.
Is coming. You know how many times I've been asked to do one? On the old Instagram? I'll tell you how many.
Signed, your competitor.
What did you think about the Saved by the Bell recap?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Because okay. I watched the show. I kind of get it. You know? You now, obviously, you watched Saved by the Bell. You're
966 people.
No, your Saved by the Bell recaps are kind of like, and you watch Saved by the Bell kind of the way that I watch 90210.
Yes. Now we're going to deny 966 people. You think the other, our competitor, has 966 listeners?
No, they don't.
Plus 74 comments? Yeah.
So are we launching into that right now?
No.
I was just
going to say, probably not.
Because we have people who are angry at Danny Ainge, and so he didn't do anything yesterday, and that is...
Top 10 TNR segment. Made even better by allowing the dissenting anti-segment callers to remain on the line, begging Fred to stop while he continued to talk over them. Today's show was saved by the Fred. I hope you'll be doing the Rapping Shakespeare episode. When is the next Saved by the Bell recap? I haven't heard you mention the episode where Zach and the gang strikes oil at the school.
Then you should tease it. Set it up.
No. I want you to break down the episode when they were like a boy band.
No, that's I know. I know the one I'm doing.
Okay.
So this has been weird because I think yesterday I heard Felger and Maz and they were going nuts about you. Why does Danny hold on to these first round picks? What did you cover these picks?
Doesn't believe in his team.
So,
I heard that.
So
too.
Listen, yeah. I agree. They have no answer. I mean, for Giannis Antetokounmpo, well, their answer is to have center by committee, and they think that with Robert Williams and Daniel Tice and Enes Kanter, all three of them will be able to solve that problem. I will kindly disagree with that theory. I think in seven games, you just can't stop that guy. They're going to be able to figure that out. Now, here's the things that everyone's getting mad about. Why didn't they get Andre Drummond? I was a big proponent of Andre Drummond. Everyone said that he was giving up for peanuts, which if you look at it on paper, it seems that way.
No, he
That's
was.
A big-ass contract, though. The money you had to make work.
Cleveland so was able to absorb it, and Detroit wanted to get rid of it. So for the Celtics, the deal would have been completely different because they would have had to match the number.
So, John, tell me who you would have to have given up to get Andre Drummond.
It would have had, well, Drummond making almost $30 million a year, probably Gordon Hayward.
Yep, you would have to give up Gordon Hayward. Now, to be quite honest, if they gave up Gordon Hayward and this number this morning they had Andre Drummond, I probably wouldn't have a huge problem with that. But I don't even know if that's like something that Detroit would, whether Detroit would make that deal.
Well, Detroit might. Again, they're trying to dump salary.
Yeah, and then you would
and
hope
then Hayward has that player option.
You would
next
hope he
year.
Doesn't take the player option. You would hope he stays healthy, which is a big if. I mean, he's having a problem with his feet again.
Hmm?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, Drummond has an option for next year, too, which by all accounts he's going to pick up.
Yep.
So you would have had an extra year of Drummond, where if you had traded Hayward to Detroit, they probably could have gotten out from under that.
And that's a move that if you would have told me they would have done that this morning, I would have been, okay, let's see how it goes. I mean, he is the best rebounder in the league. And
yeah, but he's a very one-dimensional player. And I mean the Pistons are in a situation, but they just wanted to dump. And
Tristan Thompson is a low rent Andre Drummond.
Okay, yes. So let's talk quickly about that, because right now, because they brought in Andre Drummond, Tristan Thompson is kind of in no man's land. I mean, he's no longer going to be their number one guy because you have Andre Drummond sitting there. And there was a report last night that he might make it to the buyout market. However, David Aldridge has kind of hedged his bets. He reported that Cleveland said that they're not going to get rid of or not put him on the buyout market. But then there's also a report that says that they aren't 100% committed to that. If the Celtics could get Tristan Thompson on the buyout market, I love that guy. Then now we're talking. He's a guy that's always given the Celtics fits. He's somebody that plays edgy enough to be able to at least give Giannis Antetokounmpo a little bit of a headache. I don't think it's enough for them to win a championship. I think that their scoring's unbelievable. I just don't know why people covet these they think that these first round picks were going to get them a superstar because they weren't.
One thing is, if you go back in time, I mean, there was drafts where they took like six guys. I mean, they haven't been able to use these picks to really do anything. So you could say long term, maybe they've mismanaged these picks, but I mean, it's terms of this year. I was thinking the same thing when I heard Fogler and Mez. I'm like, what do you want him to do with the picks? Like, I mean, someone can't dump salary here because you can't afford to.
Yep.
So, I mean, and the reason you would want the picks is to dump salary.
Yeah. And the buyout market is also interesting because you have a situation now where Isaiah Thomas is going to be available.
He desperately wants to play here, would probably sign for almost nothing to do so, and you can stick him at the end of the bench.
So those are the two things that people wanted. People wanted a big man to be able to go toe-to-toe with Giannis, and they wanted scoring off the bench. He's having a good year. Isaiah Thomas is having a pretty damn good year. As a matter of fact, his shooting percentage is the best it's been since he left the Celtics. And I think that, as you said, he would come here for a sandwich.
By the way, Dan is being unfair in my headphones.
What's he saying?
Not unfair. Come on.
What
was the guy who was the reporter that you said about Tristan Thompson? Was it David Aldridge?
David Aldridge.
What are his initials?
DA.
And then what was the last thing he just said?
He just said, you need somebody that can go toe-to-toe with
you. Yes. Yes.
I'm in Fred's
headphones.
Attaboy,
Danny. Yeah.
Is that what when I'm laughing, it's because he's everything that sounds like feet now is being fed to me.
That's great.
Nick, go ahead.
Hey, I wanted you guys to ask Danny if there was any deals on the table that fell through last minute, and then I wanted to ask you guys to ask him if he thought about Isaiah Thomas, too. I think he could be a valuable addition to the bench scoring. We don't really have any bench scoring.
Sure.
I don't really think Carson Edwards and Grant Williams is going to cut it off the bench in the playoffs.
Well, also, I mean, there was a deal that I think that the Celtics, according to the Boston Globe and a couple other places, I think Chris Mannix said the same thing. They were trying to get Davis Bertans of Washington. I mean, the guy is really good. He's shooting 43% from beyond the three-point line.
He's in the three-point competition during All-Star weekend, but more to the point of whether or not anything's close, we played some sound earlier today saying Danny didn't think anything was close. He said, you're never really sure, but he didn't think anything was close to happening.
All right. I'd like to take this guy.
All right. Monty, go ahead.
All right. So the thing that annoys me about all these trades is everybody wants Danny to make a deal. But he doesn't make deals unless he's going to win the trade. That's the type of GM that you want. You don't want him to make a deal just because he feels like it. The team is clicking, and why make a move when you don't have to?
I mean, listen, I'm scared because going into the postseason, they have no answer for the Bucks. They don't. Now, the 76ers have fallen off the earth. We've seen that. And I think that, what's his name? Charles Barkley was 1,000% right when he said this last night.
Oh, let me just go ahead and vent now. You know, I picked the Sixers to get to the finals. I think they are the softest, mentally weakest team. It had a bunch of talent. They are the Cleveland Browns of the NBA.
Damn.
They got a lot of talent.
The Browns?
And they talk the talk, and that's it. They want, like last summer, and I fell for it too because one of the guys, one of our bosses is Steve Fiorillo. He had me on the Cleveland Browns bandwagon. So, because, you know, they came out telling everybody how good they were going to be, and then they got punched in the mouth for game one and got punched in them for the rest of the season. The Philadelphia 76ers, my preseason pick to get to the finals, they just talk, Ernie.
When you've lost Al Horford, and you have him calling out the dysfunction, probably the one guy that's the most calm and level-headed, one of the most level-headed guys in the NBA, you got a problem.
Yeah, bro. Al Horford, who is as a company man gets, told the media, we're working through some stuff in the locker room. That's bad.
And he never said that during the Kyrie stuff.
Really bad. And that's an excellent point. There was a lot of stuff going on with the Celtics last year, and Horford didn't say a word.
Not one word.
Boy, oh boy.
And they've lost five in a row, and they look awful, and Embiid's not trying, and apparently Ben Simmons and Embiid aren't getting along. So I'm not as worried about that. So that's one thing that makes you feel a little bit better. But do you think that you can just... You think you can just outscore the Bucks? Because, I mean, that's what they got. They got those four guys that are all, I mean, three that are averaging over 20 points. One guy in Hayward that's almost averaging 20 points a game. And you've got two players who are pretty good down
that's
low.
That's what you're relying on.
They're
relying
pretty
on,
good.
You're relying on health and the fact that your elite wing scoring is going to show up in a seven-game series. But you haven't solved the problem at the other end of the floor.
I don't believe it's
against
enough.
Against Giannis. That's the problem.
And I'm not even sure if Danny believes it's enough.
No, I don't think Danny believes it's enough. No, I don't think so at all. All right.
We'll have him on at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to him then. Everyone's like, you better hold his feet to the fire this morning. What do you want us to say that we haven't already? I don't know what you want us to yell at him about. I wished he would have made a deal for Drummond, but man, what makes this so tough is look at the amount of money they would have had. Who are you going to give up to get Andre Drummond? If you would have told me they would have taken Hayward, I would have been like, okay. Any of the other guys? Any of the other big salaries? Nope.
All right, here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Hatcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sport.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Boston's home for sports. Let's go. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah,
like that, Al. All right, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, you introduced us to someone yesterday, but I'm not sure the particulars of this gentleman.
All right, you were talking about how awful YouTube has become, and because you said your kids are watching all these stupid shows. There's a lot of dumb stuff that's on there now, like that is wildly popular. The guy who goes around taking pictures of kids bent all in different shapes. And
yes, I still don't know what's going on there, but...
Who's the guy who just like gives money to people?
Oh, yeah, the beast guy. And he just goes, I got money.
That's right, so there's that guy. But, Fred, unfortunately, you're just not digging in all the right places. And I do literally mean digging with this gentleman because I have discovered a guy that apparently has become so popular that he got his own TV show. Now, this is not from the TV show. This is from a little YouTube thing that he did. I don't know why he does this, but he's a gentleman by the name of the Turtle Man.
Now, who do we compare his looks to give people an idea?
I think you said Gummo, the movie Gummo.
Okay, if you're familiar with the movie Gummo, the Harmony Korine film, he looks like something out of Gummo. He looks like, I don't know, man. Oh, my God.
He's everything. I mean, hear his voice. He's everything you think he looks like.
He just is like if you saw him. He'd come up to you and go, hey, and then you would run.
He's got like scars all over his body from probably doing this. And his whole thing is that he's got a love of going into the swamp and finding gigantic snapping turtles. And when I say giant, I mean, they're huge.
Now, does he have a plan for these? Because does he eat them or is it just for the sport?
So I'm learning now because watching the video just looks like he puts them in a giant pile. And there's like a pile of like these 10 giant snapping turtles who just look pissed off at life. And they're all like on top of each other. Like, ah!
I might have six.
I was happy under the mud. And some like Kentucky jackass came in here and just pulled me up by the tail and then threw me in a pile. So this is a guy, the Turtle Man, and it starts off with him going into the swamp and trying to find one of these guys.
All right. Can you imagine you're out like in the you're on a hike or something people do, and then the first thing you hear is... I mean, that is the scene from Deliverance.
Shakira.
I wish. It was a scene from Deliverance.
Hey, do it on our show.
He's smiling for you now.
Look for bubbles. If you ain't got no bubbles, you can't catch them because you can't see them.
I might find a bullfrog or two. Fish attack. Plus, maybe a snake.
Or a typhoid or...
Nah, I'd be water snakes. Whatever deep that mud is, that's how deep you got digging. And I'm standing on his back.
All right, so the idea is for recreation to go stand in a swamp and dig around hoping that you find a turtle.
You sift through a swamp and you're kind of dragging your feet to see where the bump is. And then once you actually find the shell of the turtle, you stand on top of it, and then you have to kind of move your toe around to make sure that you don't pick him up by the head, because if you do, he'll rip your fingers off.
Okay, but your toes are safe.
No, they're not.
Because you're just going around like with your toes. I'd imagine that those are something that the turtle could also snap.
Sure.
Off.
I mean, do you really need all of your toes?
Well, if that was the case, I have a feeling his village wouldn't be much use to anybody. Like, I mean, how many people do you think can count to 10 using their fingers? Or count to 10?
And he's bouncing me up and down. I'm not doing this. He's trying to get me off. So I got to find his head with my foot. That's the hard part. Once you find his head, you just reach down and...
Now, when you came out of the water, you made a little noise there. What was that?
Oh, that's the Rebel Wind and Yell there. That's that there yell. Every time you catch something, that's your...
Let me hear that.
Again, it should be an alarm. That should be someone's alarm. Right. Like, you know how people are like, stand your ground and have a gun? No, just have like a cutout of this guy.
Every time I see someone don't look like me, I...
It's like you're breaking into someone's house, and then this guy with no teeth and no fingers goes, you're getting the hell out of there.
Jesus.
I'm robbing another house tonight. I'm telling you that. This guy doesn't live by society's rules. That much I can tell you. This is the kind of guy that doesn't use money to get things.
I got some pelts on the wall.
His whole like economy is based on
you got
like, trading.
You got to do that little cry there, you know, it gives you that power, you know, before you can catch another one.
Now, you got Indian in you?
Yeah, I got a quarter Shawnee and a quarter Cherokee.
Yeah.
And the other quarter is a white man, that's a Yankee, and a Union, and the other quarter is a Confederate.
This is a male, I think.
The hell's he talking about?
He's talking about, he's like, one quarter, was it Shawnee Indian, the other one, or Native American, and the other one is, then he goes, and then the other two quarters are Yankee and Confederate.
He's talking about his heritage.
Yes.
Okay.
What did you say when you saw the Emancipation Proclamation?
This is a male, I think. Don't ever trust them. Let's hit another pond.
It's a June to October 9th. I'm after them.
Got one fighting me out here.
Most in a year I ever caught was 333.
He's right out your boot right now, sneaking up on you. Sorry, I had to grab him, huh? Woo! Woo! I saw you in trouble. He was gonna snap him.
Been bit 17 times.
Can you imagine if you this was like you, it was career day at school, and the guy came up and just said this?
I saw you in trouble. He was going to snap him.
Men bit said.
You just, the class would be like,
best career day ever.
No, but just you'd be like, what, now where are you from? What planet? Is this Klingon?
Men bit 17 times, like a pair of vice grips, and they cut hard. Hard and deep. I try not to smile because I got my teeth knocked out by a chainsaw.
Well, I mean, that's
well, who
happen.
Hasn't had that happen?
Well, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, come on. Someone took a chainsaw and cut his teeth out.
Like, well, hang, I need to know the story behind that. Like, how's your face not split in half?
I don't know. Maybe it's he's just the lack of brain.
Was the butt end of a chainsaw?
Yeah, it's got to be the butt end of the chainsaw. So they, you should have seen the other guy. He's got no arms now. I'm going to hit you upside the head with his chainsaw.
I need to know that story.
Oh, man.
That's the sound of his friend as the chainsaw fell into his lap.
Sean. Sean, go ahead.
I'm going to make you both feel real bad right now. That chainsaw incident wasn't funny. He almost died, okay? He took 60 staples in his head. And, Fred, I implore you, you watch Jersey Shore and stuff with your kids. Listen, this show is a good laugh for your kids. He had a show on Animal Planet.
And you sold me. And, by the way, him getting hit with the chainsaw didn't kill him. It just made him bitter.
So hang on, hang on. So you obviously know the story. What was he doing with the chainsaw, and how did it end up on his face?
He was helping out a friend. It's all on the show. He had three seasons on Animal Planet. He was helping out a friend cut down a tree, and he slipped, and the chainsaw swung and smacked him in the head. Not by the butt end, with the blade. The blade hit him in the head first, and then his teeth got knocked out.
This guy's a survivor, my friend.
Wow.
He doesn't just wrestle turtles, neither. That dude messes around with coyotes. He's an absolute nut, man. I'm telling you, watch his show.
Okay.
Messing with coyotes.
That's what the name of the show is.
Okay, I'm going to watch it, but I am not going to. I am still going to take great delight that he hit himself in the head with a chainsaw.
I got my teeth knocked out by a chainsaw.
Somebody said, I think we have the new Bruins goal song.
No, that's what they should do instead of the woo. Goal scored by Tory Crew. Get 14:45 in the second period. That's right.
I got my teeth knocked out by a chainsaw. I get my test every year, so far they said I was a perfect man.
Good eating. Yeah, you can see how I get steak. And
can you imagine the other people the doctor sees if this is a perfect specimen?
Well, I'm not your limbs.
What's the statue in Rome?
Michelangelo's David? Or
I'm like Michelangelo's David. If you chop more stuff off.
Everyone else looks like, you know, the knight from Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
Exactly.
Because they all got chainsaw, their limbs off.
Every time I go to the doctor, they say it's great. You only got hit in your head with a chainsaw. You might mess some toes and have fingers. Everything's good.
Good eating. Yeah, you can see how I'll get steak and tenderloin here and probably beef there. And this is roast back here. And
so they say they have seven different kinds of meat. Is that
yeah,
true?
Seven different kinds. Yes, sir. That's true. Right. Got fish in the neck there.
Said it just ain't for football. The Gatorade is for the turtle man.
Now, I have consumed turtle. That I have.
I've had turtle soup before too.
I got my teeth knocked out by a chainsaw.
Not bad, I'll tell you that. All right, what is this all about? Adam, go ahead.
How you doing, Frank?
Hey,
what's up?
Not much, man. I mean, this guy Sean, who called from Kentucky, apparently, he's right. I mean, you have to watch his show. This guy doesn't get paid money. He gets paid by food. Or he gets invited to a ball or whatever, but he it's the most outstanding show, and I don't know how the hell they cancel it or whatever happened. But Sean was right. I mean, he fights coyotes, skunks. I mean, you name it.
He fights a skunk. Most,
I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, it's his cologne.
What? Hang on. What can an armadillo possibly do where he had to fight it?
Well, you don't have to fight it.
What, do you think? You're better than me, armadillo?
You smack it around a little bit.
Sure.
I mean, that's, of course, what you do. No, I would love to watch this show. But it is funny that I would made a joke about him, like, not using U.S. currency to live. It seems to be true.
And I think that it all came true for you.
Yeah.
See, now I got to, because all I've seen is, like, his own videos. I have not watched the TV show. So yeah. You're saying I need to get into this because he picks fights with coyotes.
It's got to be on Hulu or something of that nature. They got to play reruns of it. Well, I wish I knew about this before. I would have gotten very into it. This is something my daughter and I think would very much enjoy.
Oh, sure.
I don't even think my son has the attention span to watch this.
Been bit 17 times, like a pair of vice grips, and they cut hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to screw with a snapping turtle. Because imagine if they are, I mean, they could, if they latched on to your genitalia, I mean, that's gone, and I'm not lying.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be ribald.
You've seen their teeth.
Oh, yeah.
They'll rip a finger right off.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's more to you than a finger. I mean, one of them gets a hold of one of your nipples. All right, so we will be back. Danny Ainge, Danny Ainge. A lot of people apparently expressing concern to Rich. They want him to, or us as a collective, to
hold his feet to the fire.
Hold his feet to the fire. Which all questions will be asked. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sport.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield. Field.
At Best Ford of Nashua, our President's Day sale is going on now. Get F-150s with discounts up to 16 grand off MSRP. You heard right. Not 10 or 12 grand. We're talking 16 grand off MSRP. Looking for a Ford-certified pre-owned truck or SUV? Nobody sells more Ford Blue Advantage vehicles in New England than Best Ford. We're number one for a reason. Remember, the best will sell first. See us today at TheBestFord.com. Go to www.bestfording.com/special event disclosures for full details.